Okay, so let's take a look first at this little places. Tashi says, "By kaito be sisva, how we can let you get to your b'shoy." Tashi doesn't spell it out, but it's the Tashi is coming to address the question which the Rosh is also aimed on other b'shoyim. The Gemara had two reasons why you're not supposed to be soiser of basic classes before you build the new one. One was mishum shiusa; they were afraid you'll be soiser the old one and you'll never get around. Where they'll never get around to building the new one. At least some kind of shia. And the other one is because of tzluye. Where are they going to dive in the meanwhile? Was it an afkamina? If it's ikaduchto to tzluye. There's somewhere else to dive in. Or there's another girsa if there's another shul in town. I guess there's another shul in town. Places seem to have had the girsa. If there's another place to, there's just another place to dive in. So then you don't have to worry about Sluye, but you still have to worry about Pshus. Then we're about to sort Maremer Umazutra that they were Sasribona be Kaifa, this is false. So the Sasribona be Sisfa be Kaifa. So the question is, Mimela, I understand that by doing it that way, by staggering the construction, so they took care of the problem of Duchtu Sluye. So now they have another place to daven. What happens to the problem of Pshusa? At the end of the day, if you knock down the summer shul before you build a new one, then you may wind up without a summer shul. And presumably you need to have a summer shul in the summer, and the winter shul likewise. So what happened to the issue of pshus? Rashi doesn't seem to address it. B'chal, the Rosh says in the Chidami that Maremer Mazutra held like the loshon of Sli. They didn't hold like the loshon of pshus. Even though in the Hemshech Gemara it's clear the Gemara is concerned about pshus. The Gemara has a shaila: what if they have the money? What if they have the bricks? Are we still chayshish for pshus? So the Hemshech Gemara does seem to be concerned about pshus. But Maremer Mazutra didn't hold from Pshus. That's how the Rosh learns. And obviously, that's a Deichuk, and that's what Tosfos wants to avoid. So the first Teres that Tosfos says, the first Pshat Tosfos says, is that Bekaito Besisva is Kimoy De'ika Tiyur. That's the equivalent of a Tiyur. So before you explain, I think the Masharid explains, that this Pshat and Tosfos is assuming, it's really also clear from the Hemshech of Tosfos, that this is one shul. It's not they had two different shuls in town. They had one shul. And every season, they would knock it down and they would build, every half a year, they would knock it down and build the other kind. So the shail is, what about the issue of shiusa? So then, now it gets even worse. The face is now it's even worse. Now you have both problems, both pshusa and sliya. If there's only one shul in town and you knock it down in order to build it you knock it down after the winter in order to rebuild it for the summer, so A, you have pshusa, and B, you have there's nowhere else to daven. So Taisa says, no, it's like chazir b'tiyuh. And worse later on, that chazir b'tiyuh is a heter for everything. Chazibitu takes off all the concern. If you see the base, that the shul is not usable anymore. So it's so we have there's a heter of Chazibitu. If you see the shul is breaking, so then you're allowed to knock it down, even if you don't have a duftu l'sluya, and even if you don't worry about pshusa, because that overrides everything. So over here, it's the end of the winter. The summer's coming. In the summer, it's going to be too hot to use the winter shul. So that's like Chazibitu, and it's mut. That's the heter. Therefore, and some of the patterns, and that overrides all the other concerns because it's chazir b'tiyur. So here I'm not 100% sure, but yesterday I raised the question: what does chazir b'tiyur mean? Does chazir b'tiyur mean that the shul is mamish unusable today? I see there's cracks in the wall. We can't daven here anymore. It's a sakana to daven in the shul. The Ran is a little bit mashma in Megillah. The Ran says it's like it's zakonas nefashos. If that's the pshat, so number one, it's emes is sharing the Gemara. So what's the chiddush? chazav b'tiyula, you're allowed to knock it down. What's the chiddush? If you're not davening there anyway, if it's chazav b'tiyula, it's also to daven in the shul. If it's a sakana to daven in the shul, obviously it's also to daven in the shul. Kuch nefesh is certainly leicha davening in shul. So this is a shul you're not using anyway. So what's the chiddush that you're allowed to knock it down? Say it's allowed to knock it down. What good is it doing you? And if you're not allowed, to knock it down, for all the good that it's doing you, you might as well knock it down. So it's hard to understand in the Gemara itself. What's the chiddush of chazav b'tiyula? And it's also hard to understand. Then what's Tosis' comparison to Bekaito Be Sisva? Bekaito Be Sisva, it's not that the shul is no good at all. You have a summer shul, it's not going to be good for the winter, but it's going to be good for next summer. It's not a useless shul. Chazav Tu is a shul that anyway is condemned. What's the comparison to Bekaito Be Sisva? I thought Agam Noitim that Tosis holds that Chazav Tu doesn't mean that the shul is, you can't use the shul at all. It means that the shul is showing signs of age, and therefore there's a tzorich gadol that you have to knock down the shul. So when you have a tzorich gadol, so then the tzorich gadol is matter that we don't worry about pshusa and we don't worry about duchtu l'sluya and so on. So al derech zeh, this is saying this is also tzorich gadol. The winter is coming, and the winter we're not going to be able to use the summer shul. The summer is coming, and the summer we're not going to be able to use the winter shul. So it's a tzorich gadol. Tzorich gadol is matter. So that's the chayr of the first teretz in Taisus. And Taisus goes on. This is another teretz. Im shteba tekmesi yisoyu b'shteba kaimis shal kaita v'shal sisva. If we learn that this was two different shuls, so it's clear the first teretz is learning that it's one shul, like we said before. But Taisus, maybe that's not the shot. Maybe it means taka two different shuls, which is the way Rashi learns that it's taka two different shuls. So the Rosh learns also that it's two different shuls. Most Rishonim learn that's the poshut of shot, that it's two different shuls. Very modern Messias. That every year, every 6 months, they knock down the shul and build it from scratch. Seems a little bit strange. Like I once saw a cartoon. Calvin and Hobbes. I was familiar with Calvin and Hobbes. So there was So we have a book at home with Calvin and Hobbes. So Calvin's this little kid. He asks his father. Calvin's very mischievous. The father's a little bit mischievous too. So Calvin asks his father, you know, you have him, when you go over the bridge, it says the load. The maximum load that the bridge could take, like trucks that are heavier than that load aren't allowed to go over the bridge. So Calvin asked his father, how do they know what's the load of the bridge? So his father says they keep driving heavier and heavier trucks over the bridge until it falls down, and then they build it up again, and they know that's the heaviest truck that it could, and they know what's the load. So it's a strange metzias. Every 6 months they knock down the shul and they build it up again. So the poshup shot is like the most we're going to learn, that it's not two different shuls. They had a big hype, then they had a basis, so they had two shuls in there. So that's the second tarot. So then we're back to, so what happened to Pshusa? So Taisus says that maybe we'll have to say, says Taisus, I could go into Chazav B'tiyula. That the case is that it was Chazav B'tiyula. That this and my Marei Mer Mezutra, that they knocked down the summer shul and they rebuilt, they knocked down the summer shul, and during the winter, they knocked down the summer shul and rebuilt it. The case was that it was Chazav B'tiyula. And that's why there was no problem of shoes. That's partially the case. It's a case of Chazav B'tiyula. So just some Pashup shot. If it was Chazav B'tiyula, so what do you need the whole Kaifa Sisva Chazav B'tiyula? You're allowed to knock it down. Like, what's the point of the, what's this extra thing that it was a winter shul with a summer shul? The din is Chazav B'tiyula, you're allowed to knock down the shul. So what's Marei Mer Mezutra? What are Marei Mer Mezutra coming? What's the Gemara coming to tell me about Marei Mer Mezutra, and why does it matter that it was a summer shul and a winter shul? They had a shul, could be all season shul, summer shul. What's the difference? There was a shul, it was Chazav B'tiyula, they knocked it down, and we've been rebuilding. So Avada Poshup Shat is that Poshup Shat is that it's coming to tell me a chumra, not a kula. Whereas normally you have a shul, there's only one shul in town, it's Chazav B'tiyula, so you knock it down. I Wallace knock down I Pshusa. Can't be helped. It's Chazav B'tiyula. You're not going to have a duchtu l'tzliya. It also can't be helped because it's Chazav B'tiyula. So you have to knock it down. So now I have a shul. It's Chazav B'tiyula. You have to knock it down. So comes the Gemara and says, but if you could time it, for the season when you'll be able to use the other shul, then you should wait. If you can wait with the knocking down of the summer shul till the winter, when you'll have another shul available, so then you should wait. Why should you wait? Like, what's the mile of waiting? You have to knock it down eventually anyway. So what's the mile of waiting? So Pashup Shad is, the mile of waiting is I'll have a duchtel sleep. Meanwhile, I'll have a duchtel sleep. Maybe you can learn it's even a mile in Pshusa. Even in Pshusa, maybe it's a mile. I gain 6 months. It's like 6 months before I have to worry about Pshusa. So maybe it's a mile even in Pshusa. Then it's Tosis later on. At the end of Tosis has to slow. The 6 months is a mile in Pshusa. But I don't think that's a chat now because Tosis says that later. That story, it sounds like in Tosis, but that's the story that they invent later. So right now we don't need that. In Duchta Litzli, it's a mile. It's a mile to wait to the... If there was no other shul in town, so you wouldn't be able to worry about the duchtel l'tzliya. So you knock it down to you. What are you going to do? But in the case where you have a beis kaita and a beis sisva, then it's kedai to wait until the summer or wait until the winter before you knock it down, in order that you'll be able to, at least for 6 months, you'll have a duchtel l'tzliya. In which case, it's mavur that the marimer mazutra, even though fundamentally they held mishum shiusa, the beis Tosis holds that that's Tosis holds that the gemara holds from shiusa. I mean, Tosis the whole Tosis. Is assuming that we're worried about Pshusa. If Ma'arim and Mazuta didn't hold from Pshusa, we wouldn't need the whole Tosis. Then we could say like the Rosh. They were only worried about Duchtel Litzliya, so they timed that they should have a Duchtel Litzliya. The whole Tosis is because he's taking for granted that Ma'arim and Mazuta also held from Pshusa. Like the Hamshech Gemara, we see that the Gemara is worried about Pshusa. And yet we're also worried about Duchtel Litzliya. So it's Mukhav that Ma'arim that Ma'arim and Mazuta were worried not only about Pshusa, but about Duchtel Litzliya too. Either because is Rabbeinu Yonah, that even though it's moving the Gemara that the Mada Omer of Litzluya doesn't hold from Pshusa, that's why there's an Afkamino, Ikab, Beknishta Chris over here. Because the Mada Omer holds Litzluya, that if you have a Mokum to Daven, then you don't have to worry about Pshusa. But the other way around, the Gemara didn't make an Afkamino. The Gemara made an Afkamino only in one direction. That if you have a Duchta Litzluya, so then the Mada Omer of Litzluya would be okay, but the Mada Omer of Pshusa would still be bothered, would still ask it. But the Gemara doesn't have an opposite Afkamino. But again, it says because everybody holds from Shusa. That's not the everybody holds from Shusa. The Shaila, the Mada Omer of Shusa. No, I'm sorry. Because it's the other way around. Everybody holds from Shusa. It's a machaikis if we hold from Shusa, but everybody holds from Shusa. So maybe that's Shani also. My aim is to help from Shusa. Shusa, so Dova Pashit, but they also held from Shusa. Or maybe even if the Hussein is a chaylik in each other, but Mary and Miriam is a chayshish for both. Kach. Okay, so that's how we timed it. Yeah.
The chiddush of Mary and Miriam is the idea that they see cracks and therefore we're able to see sozer. Why does the Gemara later on bring in a separate story?
No, that's not their chiddush. They didn't even say that. It doesn't say in the story that they saw cracks. That's a given.
What we're learning from this case,
right?
Then the Gemara.
No, he doesn't say that's what we're learning from this case. That's we know from the other Gemara. The Ma'arim and Mazutra being Moisif, even though it's a little bit strange in the Gemara that it's Shalei Kisidrum, because the Din of Tiyuah, the Gemara says later, and the Din of Ma'arim and Mazutra, the Gemara has first. That's really Tzarech Hasbainus. According to this Teres and Tosis, this Gemara should come after the Gemara about Chazav B'Tiyuah. It could be an Echanami. Maybe that's the way it should have been. But since this is Negea to the Duchtel Litzliya, the Gemara said, Ikeh Be'Nayah, Ikeh Duchtel Litzliya. This Halacha, Ma'arim or Mazutra, I mean, they didn't say anything. They just did a Maisa. But the Gemara is bringing the Maisa. The Gemara brings the Maisa because it's Negea to the Din of Duchtel Litzliya. Now, you're supposed to look for a Duchtel Litzliya. So the Gemara is saying, there's an Eitzah, Duchtel Litzliya, there's an Eitzah. To time it with the Bekai from the Beis Sisva. But you still have to worry about Pshusa, so that in Echanami, that the case will be like the Gemara says later on, where it was Chazabe Tiyuah. Chara, let's say like Tosis. So the whole point over here of timing it, really, Well, let me make another point first. So Taisa is learning the case of Marema and Rezutra, this shul they were knocking down, it was Chazer B'Tuah. But they waited, the summer shul, when it was Chazer B'Tuah, they waited till the winter, so they should have a place to daven. And the winter shul, likewise, was Chazer B'Tuah, but they waited till the summer before they knocked it down, in order to have a duchta l'sluya. In this terrace of Taisa, it's mamish muchuch, that Chazer B'Tuah doesn't mean that you can't daven there at all. If you can't daven there at all, then what's the point in waiting till the winter? And what do they do meanwhile? Obviously, meanwhile, they daven in the shul that had the tefillah. So I was in a sakonis nefashis. It's muchuk in this tesis that chazer b'tuah is not a sakonis nefashis. Chazer b'tuah means this is a shul that needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed as soon as possible. So if there was no winter-summer business over here, so I would say it needs to be fixed as soon as possible. So why delay? We'll fix it now. But we have to fix it. We have no choice, and we want to fix it quickly. So instead of building a new shul, which is going to take a lot longer, we're going to have to raise the money. We'll do it the fastest way we can. And the fastest way we can is to knock down the shul and build it, and build another one. And that way we could recycle the material and so on. But here, the Gemara is saying, here where they had an etzah to wait till the winter, so the Gemara says, wait with the knocking it down. Use the shul meanwhile. It's not going to collapse in your head. Meanwhile, a little bit of not doesn't snot not ad kedekah. And that way we'll have a duchtu l'sluya for the course of the winter. After the winter, they won't have a duchtu l'sluya. You only get a duchtu l'sluya for 6 months, but after the winter, they're not going to have a duchtu l'sluya. And you can't say, again, you can't say, well, 6 months is enough time. That's Taisus Mechadish at the end of the Taisus. That in six months already, we're, we'll for sure be finished with the shul. All the concerns is that it's going to get delayed and Pshusa and everything is only for a few months. But 6 months of Ad is enough time. That's Taisus Chiddush later on in the later Taisus. But at this point, Taisus doesn't have that. So what do you gain? So you have for the winter, you have Duchtu L'Sliya. But after the winter, you're not going to have a Duchtu L'Sliya. There's this bullshit. Yeah, but so what? If you didn't have another shul, you would knock it down right away. It's Chazer B'Tuah. Chazer B'Tuah overrides everything. So in the Ikar Adin, you can knock it down right now, and you'll do without a shul. So here you can gain 6 months. So Kedai to get it's Kedai. So my Rebbe Mizrach said that's what they that it's Kedai to gain 6 months. Fine. Then Taisa says, "Oy Nira, Kevin Sheishon Beis Hakneses Acher in Lofeshim Leiv Mizrachs." Since there was another shul in town, so b'chal is no, there's no concern. If you have another shul in town, there's no shash b'chal. The whole thing is when there's no, you don't have another shul. When you have another shul, you can do what you want. So the Mashal points out, it must be the places was gayish in the Gemara, not the ikabei knishta achirin. If there's because Gemara is mashal, the way we have the gears of the ikabei knishta achiriso, it's mashal that if there's another shul in town, it's only not a problem according to the Madomer of Tzluye, but according to the Madomer of Pshus, it's still a problem. Taisa apparently had the gear said the ikad duchtu l'tzluya. When the Gemara said there's an afkamina between the two l'shainis, it meant there's an afkamina between the two l'shainis when you can daven in a classroom somewhere. So mishum sluya is not an issue, but pshiusa is still an issue. A town has to have a shul. But if the town has two shuls, we have a strategic reserve. If the town has two shuls and you can knock one down, worst comes to worst, they'll be left with one shul. There's nothing wrong with the town only having one shul. Or it's a pella. What do you mean? The town only has one. The town has another shul. The town has another shul, but it's only a good half a year. Half a year, the town does not have another shul. So how does it take off the problem of pshusa? The whole agenda of Taisus is to take off the problem of pshusa. So Taisus says, no. So what answer in Taisus was? It's a tiyua. It's a shul that had a tiyua. So tiyua takes off the problem of pshusa. Now Taisus saying, well, no, this is a shul. It's perfectly good. There was no tiyua. This shul could last could last indefinitely. So we're knocking it down because we want a nicer shul. So why do you have a problem with pshusa? Maybe we'll knock down the shul and we won't build another shul. So what's the Asa? This gefelik, we have another shul. What do you mean we have another shul? We have another shul for 6 months out of the year, but 6 months out of the year, the other shul's not usable. So what's this business that you have another shul? Pashu pshat and taisus. What does he want? So hold on. Then taisus says, right. So this sounds like a fourth teretz. Why aren't we worried about pshusa? Fourth teretz. We're not worried about pshusa because machmas koy v'chayim, we're not worried about pshusa. So the Maram says it means, he understands certainly this way, that it's a fourth teretz. He says it means that we're not afraid it'll be pesheya, because since they're let's say they're knocking down the winter shul, so this, maybe it'll be pesheya. They won't rebuild it. He says no, there's not a concern because since they're in the summer shul and they know that in the summer shul it's going to be very cold in the winter, so they, because they feel the winter coming, they're in the summer shul, but they feel the winter coming, so then they'll be in a hurry to finish the shul and they won't be pesheya. The Maram learns Pshat in Tosfos. I don't understand that bechal. And if there's only one shul in town and they knock it down, the Maram says there is pshusa. Why? They don't have a shul at all. How is it that if they have a summer shul, then they're going to be in a big hurry to finish the winter shul because they know the winter is coming and they're stuck in the summer shul. So they're going to be in a hurry to finish the winter shul. So that takes off pshusa. I don't understand. The regular case of pshusa is you have one shul in town, you knocked it down, now they're mamish homeless. They don't have a shul at all. And they don't seem to be in such a big hurry. We're afraid of pshusa. We're afraid that even though they're mamish shulless, we're afraid they're going to be peshe. They're not going to ever rebuild the new shul. There'll be some shia, and then there'll be some einus, and they won't take whatever things are going to be a cost overrun. Whatever it is, we're afraid that they're never going to rebuild the shul, and that we are afraid of. So how? So all of a sudden, they have another shul. They have another shul, but that shul is only good for 6 months. But in 6 months from now, they're not going to have another shul. And then when atchashu shepshusa, doesn't make any. I'm a shapella. I don't understand how the Maram is reading the places. Manis like the. I think Shatan Tais is different. That it's not another teretz. I think you should even take out the void. You should take out the void. It's a hemshich to the third teretz. I said before the third teretz is also shvet. Taisa says there's another shul in town. So since there's another shul in town, we're not so worried about pshusa. So I asked before, what does it help? There's another shul in town. We're not worried about pshusa. There's another shul in town. But it's only good for 6 months. But in 6 months from now, this other shul is going to be useless. So we should still be worried about pshusa. So Taisa says that machmas kor b'chaim ein lochus mishum. Machmas kor b'chaim ein lochus shema yivshu. Taisa means, I think Taisa means, that as long as there's another shul in town, so it's not going to be cold in the winter, or it's going to be too hot, and it's going to be too cold in the winter, or it's going to be too warm in the summer. But b'di'evit, you could use it. So ad k'dekach to be chayshish, that we're not going to have a comfortable shul. Maybe they'll be pesheh, they won't have a comfortable shul. That would not mechuyev to be chayshish. So if you only have one shul, and if you knock it down, it'll be pesheh, you're going to have no shul at all. So that's p'shimishum shiusa. But in the town, we have two shuls. So you should knock down, avad l'chadchil, you should knock down the winter shul in the summer. So that you'll have a comfortable place to daven meanwhile. And you should knock down the summer shul in the winter. But we're not worried about pshusa. Maybe it'll be pesheh, and it'll never get rebuilt. And they're going to be stuck with only one shul. So Taisa says, there's a beknish tacharis over here. Lemaisa, there's another shul in town. It's hot in the summer. It's cold in the winter. That ad kedekach, we have to be chayshim shum shiusa. That far, we don't go. Yeah.
Maybe the shot is that they already have the cycle going, so that
drops
off the shoes also. I mean, they have
this
cycle that they've been doing this for a number of years, but they build the summer, they build the
month. No, there's two shuls. They don't rebuild them every year.
Why
would they rebuild them every year?
What?
There's two shuls, they're not rebuilding them every year.
Is this
shot a two-shul? Yeah. I think that's shot. Let me start to that's shot in place. Yeah. Even though I have to take out the void, it's a little bit.
Is it possible as a start to say that if there's no shul at all, it might be that there's will share their own ass, they won't ever rebuild it. But if there's a shul that exists that's really uncomfortable, they know they have to go to shul because there's a shul there, and it's really uncomfortable.
It's too much psychology. But I don't believe Tyson's such a psychology. Tyson's this. There's such psychology. Hard for me to believe. And if they would have spoken it out. People who have a shul, they're more aware that you have to have a shul. They'll be pesheh less. People who forgot about going to shul, it's like I was reading with a lot of the rabbis and complaining that they made all these after minyanim. Now the young people, they don't want to go to shul anymore. So I was talking to a rabbi in Queens. He says they have, since the after minyanim, he says the young people, they don't come to the after minyanim and they stop coming to the indoor, they don't come to minyan. Because they used to go to shul, and when they closed up shul, they made it after minyanim. So that's the, well, he said, one of the rabbis in Queens, he was saying, yes, he knows like lots and lots. Like, I don't know. He was saying, like the young couples, they stop coming to shul. So, yeah, I hear you don't have a whole psychology. You know, you could get a knock down the shul and you're going to have no shul in town at all. They could just forget about coming to shul. But if at least they're in another shul, so they'll remember you're supposed to come to shul, so then they'll be misdaas. Yeah, but not in Taisus, I don't believe that it is. Then Taisus, one last thing. Oib is my God, Kokach ein Lochush. Yeah, that's like a new test. That's a fourth test by my counting. A fifth test by the normal counting by I took out the voice, so it's a fourth test. That I'm saying a different story altogether. The whole Shiusa and Sluya is only, we're only afraid for 6 months is enough time to take care of it. We don't have to worry about Sluya. The whole Shash of Shiusa and well, Sluya is altogether not a problem. For 6 months they have with Adap. For 6 months they have with Adap. And in 6 months, and they have 6 months to build a new shul. So Taisa said 6 months is enough time. We're not worried. The whole Shashib Shusa is only if there'll be Peshaya that it'll drag on. They won't rebuild it for 6 months. They'll be with it. They won't rebuild it as fast as they could. 6 months, in 6 months they've had it to rebuild it. Okay, the next Taisa, I'm not sure what we're going to go into. I want to talk to the Rambam a little bit. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Tefila Alocha Tezvah. That's the whole Perek of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. So the Rambam writes in Chayim Gavu Min Om Mois Livnais Beis Hamedrash Beis HaKnesses. But also the Shanis. The Rambam says Alocha Ma'alim B'Kodesh. The Alocha before. So the Alocha before in Rambam is Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'Merid. Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'Merid means that if you have, let's say, you have a shul, and you sell the shul with the money. You have to buy either a shul or a beis medrash or a sefer Torah, something that's more kaddish. You can't go the other way around. Likewise, sefer Torah. If you sold the sefer Torah with the money, you have to buy something that's at least as another sefer Torah. That's talking about where you have a shul. It has kedushas beis hakneses. You sold the shul. It's a regular case. The Emes is not every shul you're allowed to sell. The Gemara is Mechalik and Megillah between a Beis HaKnesses shul kfar. That's going to get to us right now. But between a Beis HaKnesses shul krochim and a Beis HaKnesses shul kfar. Beis HaKnesses shul krochim in the big city, it belongs, it's like a public thing. It belongs to the whole world. And nobody's a balabos to sell it b'chal. But a Beis HaKnesses shul kfar belongs to the people of the village. It's not made for tourists. So that they have a right to sell. But if they sell it, the money becomes kaddish. There's a special exception, which we'll talk about later, Zion to the ear. They can sell the shul and the money's not kosher. And even that, we'll see in a second, that's a kosher. But let's say a regular case, the people in the kfar, the village, they decide to sell the shul and they're able to sell the shul, but the kedusha is now, the money is kosher. The money now is to be used for kedusha. And the Rambam continues, the next halacha, b'chaim, in Govum Bois, Livnei Space Amedu Shebei Sekneses. Not that they sold the shul. They don't have a shul yet at all. They collected money to build the shul. And now they changed their mind. They want to use the money for something else. Says the Rambam, they want to change their mind. They can only be Mishana to a higher level of Dusha. So if they collected money to build the shul, they could change their mind and build the yeshiva. But the other way around, they can't do. But on the other hand, if let's say they built a shul and they have, or let's say they built the yeshiva, they collected money for a yeshiva and they have leftover money, then with the leftover money, then they could use that money for anything that they want. I mean, presumably, so if they collect the money for a shul, they have to use the money for a shul or something that's more punished for a shul. If they built a shul taka with the money and they had more money than they needed, so then, with the extra money, they could build a traffic light or something. That does not have to be used for a shul. And this Matlas Halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well in Reish Narachaim, Reish Megim. So there's two questions here. Anyway, it's two sides of the same question. The Kesem Mishnah asks the Kasha, Mishem, the Ramach. Ramach was Rishon. The Ramach asked, what kind of Kedusha does the money have? Meila Shul has Kedushas based Knesses. Kedushas based Knesses. Meilim B'Kedush V'Emiridim. It can't be Mishanah to a lower Kedusha. But the money that you collected for a Shul has no Kedusha at all. Because we paskin Hasmona Lav Milsa. Machlekes Gemara in Sanhedrin and Menachos. Where there Hasmona Milsa Rav Hasmona Lav Milsa. You earmarked something for Kedusha. Does the mere Hasmona designating it for Kedusha give it Kedusha? Or not. So there's many, many examples. You earmarked Klaffer, Sefer Torah. Does it have now Kedusha Sefer Torah? Or does it not get Kedusha Sefer Torah until you actually write the Sefer Torah on the Klaff? Or you earmarked the bag to be a tefillin bag. Does it already have Kedusha, Tashmishi Kedusha? A tefillin bag has Kedusha. Or maybe not, only after you put the tefillin in. Okay, many, many examples. Or you earmarked the Techrich HaMeis. So not only by Dvarim Shebek Kedusha, it's anything that's also about no. I earmarked the Techrichim for a mace, Kittel or something. I earmarked it for a mace. Somebody died. I earmarked this kittel is going to be for that mace. So it's machlekes. Has money milsa? Has money lav milsa? Bayin rov. Machlekes a bayin rov. But halach is has money lav milsa. So the same thing with money. So here's money. We earmarked it for shul. It doesn't have any kedusha. Has money lav milsa. So what's this din? All of a sudden, what is this din that the Rambam is saying that it ma'ilam b'kledish ve'meridim? You can only bring it to a high level kedusha. It doesn't have any kedusha at all. A similar kasha, the Beis Yosef, this is the Kesem Mishnah, brings the Ramach. The Kesem Mishnah himself in the Beis Yosef asks a different kasha. It's a similar, in effect, the same. It's really in a way the same kasha. He asks from a different halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's a tour, Shulchan Aruch. You are also in Reishon Gimel, a little bit later. He says, let's say somebody built a shul, a community. They built a shul, but the shul has not yet been occupied. They haven't yet started davening in the shul. So the halacha is that it's not kaddish. It's not kaddish. And you could do in the dinyan echal. Hazman olav mils. Has no kedusha at all. And for that matter, you could sell it. And you could sell it and use it for whatever you want. And whatever, in your name, it's more important that it has no kedusha. It has no kedusha. Hazman olav mils. Ask the Beis Yosef. So how could it be that if you actually built a shul, it has no kedusha at all? Or even if you could say you collected bricks, same thing. It has no kedusha at all because it has hazman olav mils. So if you built a shul, it has no kedusha. But if you collect money for a shul, all of a sudden it has kedusha. Ma'ala mekedesh vei meridim. So the Beis Yosef wants the answers that, yeah, collecting money for a shul is more chomer than building a shul. Because building a shul, well, he says, because when you collect money for a shul, you give the money to the gabbai stocker. The act of giving the money to the gabbai, that is like a kind of giving it to hektish. And that's more than a hazmana. That's like a maisa. The giving the money into the hands of the gabbai is a maisa that now I'm making the money into being kaddish for the purpose of a shul, and it has kedushas basic messes. Hashem came in the case of the house, so it means I'm a private guy, I built the house, I have in mind that it should be a shul. I mean, I built a building, and I have in mind that it should be a shul. It doesn't have to be a shul, it could be a YMCA, but I have in mind that it should be a shul. YMHA. So he said, that's only hazmana. There's nothing intrinsic, there's no maisa that makes it dafka shul. I mean, maybe the architecture looks like a shul, but there's no maisa intrinsically that makes it a shul. It's just the thought of my mind. The thought of my mind is hazmana. So that has no kedusha at all. If I want, I could change my mind. I could use it for something else. Or meanwhile, it has no kedusha. That's the teretz of the Beis Yosef. Giving it to a gabbai is more chomer. That gives a kedusha. Shlomo Magen Avraham disagrees, and he asks from a Gemara Mefureshes. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin when it's talking about tachichim. That Gemara about the Abayim Rova, one of the first cases that Abayim Rova talks about is Tachrichim for a mace. So the Gemara talks about a case where they were govul mois for Tzorchei a mace. And the Gemara says, it's clear in the Gemara, it says like as if they were goyve mois for techicha meis. So they were gave be godim for techicha meis. So it says you're not allowed to be mishana. Once you were gave it for techicha meis, so you're not allowed to be mishana. Frech the Gemara, that's good if you hold hazmona milsa like Abai. But according to Rav, it has mana la milsa, so why can't you be mishana? It doesn't have any. It's not chal in the shem of techicha. So Gemara answers because it's a bizoyin for the mace. Once you collected this for the mace, it's a bizoyin to be mishana. But in the chanami, mitzadini has mana milsa. It's not. Says the Magen Avraham, they were talking about giving it to a gabai. Stama. Who's collecting this? Who's collecting this for the mace? Stama the gabai stop. So presumably gobu. It says gobu mace. So they would give it for the tzorchei mace. So there it's talking about a case where you did give it over to a gabai. According to the Beis Yosef, that should have nothing to do with hazmona. That's a maisa. So you see, says about, you see that the distinction is natural. That even gobu mois, even if you give it to a gabai, it's the same hazmona as anything else. And hazmona, lab milsa. So then we're back to square one. What's the difference? That if you collect money for a shul, that somehow is kedusha, ma'ala makedush, shvei meridim. But if you build a shul that doesn't have any kedusha, and you could play cards in the empty building till the shul is occupied. Why? So you see, we're back to square one. Zokta Gemara says in the Gemara at different times. He says, "La'olam isad kedusha, there's no kedusha. Hazman alav milsa, there's no kedusha. And when you build money, and when you build a shul until it's occupied and davened in, it has no kedusha at all. You could do in the shul whatever you want. You could do in the building whatever you want." He says, the emes is the mois also. When you collect mois for a shul, it also has no kedusha. Either Rambam says that you can only use it for a shul or for a beis medrash or for something that's higher in kedusha than a shul, and you can't use it for something that's lower than a shul. So that sounds like it does have kedusha. Says the Magen Avraham, it's not because kedusha was chal on the money. It's because the people who gave the money for the shul, they had in mind that they wanted to be for a shul, or they'll be okay if you make it for something even more holy than a shul. But they didn't have in mind that it should be for something that's less holy than a shul. So you're being mishana, midas ha-noisim. No, it's hilchas stoka. It's really not hilchas dusha, it's hilchas stoka. It's not hilchas stoka when somebody donates money for a shul, so you're allowed, the gabay stoka can say, we're going to use it for a yeshiva. The donor can't have complaints. Because if the donor complains, this is even better than a shul. But you want to use it for something that's less kodesh than a shul, then the donor can say, that's not what I gave it for. So that's why you're not allowed to change. But Mishad Hilchas Stokah is the same thing. And the emes is, when a person builds, and this is anyway true, even without the Magadavam, when a person builds a house to build to be a shul, so even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that has no kedusha, and you could use that house for anything, and you could play cards in the house, and you could do whatever you want in the house. But there is Aloch and Hilchas Stokah that since he was neider that he wants this house to be a shul, he was noted stoker that he's going to build a shul, or even if he intended to build a shul, there's a halacha b'fichazut stoker that he has to fulfill his promise. So he has to make this house into a shul. We build another shul. I mean, somebody could build another shul, it's just as good, but he has to fulfill the promise. So it's basically the same thing. When you're given mois for a shul, there's no kedusha. That it says that you have to use the money for a shul or for something higher, because ma'alim b'kedush vei meridim, it doesn't mean literally ma'alim b'kedush vei meridim. It means the das of the noisit stock is that you should use it for a shul or for something better than a shul. And if you're not allowed to be mishana from the das of the noidrim. And the same thing when you build a house, there's not no kedusha. There's no contradiction. When you build a house for a shul, there's no kedusha. It's chal on the house. There is still a halach and ilchot stock that since you promised to build a shul, you have to build a shul. And you have to make this house into a shul or make some other house into a shul or build another house. But you do have to fulfill your stock of promise. But mitzad dinei kedusha, this building has no kedusha. Ad kan, the Magen Avraham. We'll see soon how it relates to Agamar. So far we haven't come to Agamar yet at all. But it'll be in again. Let's get one thing at a time. L'chaya, l'fidei Magen Avraham, we could answer up another difficult drama. The Rambam says like this, there in Hilchas Tefillah and Halacha Yud Ches. Rama says, let's say you have a shul. Shul, it's been around for 50 years. People davened in it. And now they sold the shul. It's a shul of kfarim where they're allowed to sell the shul. So we know the halacha is since the shul has klusha. So if they sell the shul, the money has klusha. That money has to be used for another shul. All of the money. A shul or something that has more klusha than a shul. That's the classic din of Maile Makayde Shveim Eridim. That's Gemara. That's the first halacha in Rama. Maile Makayde Shveim Eridim. You sell a shul, you could use the money to build it. You have to use the money to build it. That money has to be used for a shul or a yeshiva or a sefer Torah. Every last drop. And if you have the money left over, you have to also use it for something. Every last drop of the money has klusha. However, it says the Gemara, if the shul was sold by Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, B'mai Meranshi Ha'ir, the leaders, the appointed leaders of the community, together, collectively, in the presence of the whole community, they sold the shul. That's a special status. And that, the money is not Kaddish. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara's mashma, the money is not Kaddish. Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, they can sell the shul in such a way that the Mechal L'Kdush and the money is not Kaddish. How does that work exactly? What's the lumbus of that? That's a shiloh all by itself. How does that work in lumbus? The Ramban and Gila, they talk about it. That we're not going to get into. The beginning of B'nai Yir. But that's the halacha. So Poshup Shat in that halacha, that's the way Rashi Megillah learns the Ran. Poshup Shat in that halacha is that the money goes totally l'chulin. You sell the shul, and the money is totally l'chulin, and you could use that money, and you could use it for whatever you want, whatever any communal need. I mean, you can't put it into anybody's pocket, but you could use that money for any communal need that you want. The money is totally l'chulin. The Rambam says, no. The money has to be still used for a shul. The difference is that if you didn't have Zion Tuvei Ha'ir and you just sold it without the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, B'mai Meranshi Ha'ir, the special thing that the whole city gets together and sells the shul. You didn't do it that way. You did it in a more simple way. So then every last drop of the money has kedusha, and every last drop of the money has to be used for tzorchei kedusha on the level of a shul ohai. On the other end, if you sold it with Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, so then you still have to use the money to build another shul. But if you have a leftover, that leftover money, you can do whatever you want. That's the Shita Zara. In Svara, the Ram is a pelt. Monoshach. If Zion Tuvei Ha'ir have a kayak to mafkir the kedusha of the kedusha's base HaKnesses, so all the money should be is poker the kedusha. And if they don't have the correct mafkir the kedusha of the basic masses, so what is this kind? So then all the money is kavush. What is this thing? What's this compromise of you? When it's not Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, let's say it's just, I don't know, the people who use the shul, they sell or something, but it's not the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir. They don't have this special kayach of chilul. So then every last drop is kavush. Every last drop has to be used for kedusha. When it's Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, then the kedusha, then the money is still kavush. You still have to use the money for a shul. But it's there if you have leftover already, you could use the leftover for something else. So the whole nafkamina from the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir is what you do with the leftover money. It's hard, but it doesn't make any sense. Are they yes mafkir l'kedusha or not mafkir l'kedusha? If they're mafkir l'kedusha, all the money should be chulun. And if they're not mafkir l'kedusha, then none of the money should be chulun. What's this in between? Feed the Magen Avraham, we have a Pesach, how to understand the Ram. Because the Magen Avraham is telling us that there's really two halachas. Is one halacha the literal ma'alam akhaydi shvei meridim, that something has kedusha, like you have a shul, it has kedusha, then if you sell it, the kedusha is nitpas on the money, and the money also has kedusha. And that's the regular halacha ma'alam akhaydi shvei meridim. That's something that really has kedusha, like a shul really has kedusha. People daven in it for years, and they have kedusha. Then there's another halacha that the Magen Avraham is telling us, that when people give money for a shul, mitzad hilchus stoka, the das of the noisnim of the donors is that the money should be used for a shul or for something better than a shul. And you're not allowed to be misham. And therefore, if you collect money for a shul, kedusha doesn't have, because it has money lab milso, like the Ramach pointed out. The money has no kedusha at all, but it's given by a donor, and you have to honor the intent of the donor. And the intent of the donor was that it should be used for a shul. So if you collect money for a shul, you have to use the money to build a shul. But what happens in a case like that if there's leftover money? We collected money, the shul had a building campaign, they collected $1 million to build a shul. The shul cost $900,000. So what's the halacha with the extra $100,000? The community could do with it whatever they want. That's his beferish. Now I have a shul that really is Kaddish. They used that money. They built a shul. They built a $1 million shul. They used the money. And now it has Kaddish. Many years later, people are diving in it. It's sat, the walls are saturated with holy tefillahs, and it's a very holy shul. And fine. So, and now we're selling it. So the money has Kaddish because this is a shul that really has Kaddish. When they sell it, the Kaddish is nitpas on the money. But the Filim HaGan Avraham, there's another halach in addition. Besides the fact that the shul has kedusha and the kedusha nitpas on the money, it's also the money of the original donors. At the end of the day, somebody donated the money to build the shul. And now if you're selling the shul, that money is still coming ultimately from the original donors who gave the original money to build the shul. And now the shul is being sold. And now this money is still the money of the original donors. And you have to still respect the will of the original donors. So Mela, so here it makes a difference. If it's not Zion to be here, if he sold the shul without Zion to be here, B'mayim and Anshi here, so that's a sale where the kedusha not paka. So the money that they get for the shul has kedusha mamish, because there's nothing to be mefkir the kedusha. So that's money that mamish has kedusha's basic nesses. That's money every last cent has to be used for basic nesses or more. What is it? Even if you have leftover, you built the shul, you have money left over. What, it doesn't help. All of that money has kedusha because all of the money came from the shul and the shul had kedusha. But here, if you have Zayin Tuvir B'mayim and Anshir, so Zayin Tuvir B'mayim and Anshir, they have the koyach to mefkir the kedusha. Whatever the reason. Zayin Tuvir have the power to mefkir the kedusha's basic nesses. So fine, so kedusha's basic nesses is not a problem. Now the money, when you sell the shul, kedusha's basic nesses is paka, because Zayin Tuvir, they can take off the kedusha's basic nesses. Because basically, it's only the rabbanon. Zayin Tuvir can take it off, but you still have the other issue of stock. You still have the stock issue. The Zayin Tuvir, they can take off the kedusha of the shul, but they can't take off that this is still a money that came from the original donors, and the original donors gave money for a shul. So that money, therefore, still has to be given for what the original donors intended it to be given, which was for a shul. So you have to take the money and buy another shul. But just like but now already, if it's leftover money, you could be mishanet for something else because it's not worse. It's not worse than the original money. The original money, if they would have built the shul and it would have had extra money left over, they could have been mishanet because that goes into the das hanoisin. When people get money for a shul, they have a building campaign. They know there might be extra money. They know there could be and that they allow that the money should be used. That extra money should be used for something else. So now when you sell the shul, so again, if there wasn't Zion to be here, so you'd have this new issue of Kedusha's basic nesses. So you'd have to use all of the money for Kedusha, for a shul, a yeshiva, a sefer Torah. But that Zion to be here take off. But they can't take off the stock of the kahaloch. The stock of the kahaloch remains. So now the money that I get from selling the shul, I have to build another shul. Because that's the hilchot stock of Shavai. That's what the donors wanted. But just like in the original campaign, if there was leftover money, you could use the leftover money for something else. So now that we've gone back to that. We've now turned the shul back into money. So it's like we've turned the shul back into the original money. The original money you have to use to buy another shul. That's a nice thing. But if you have leftover money, you could use it for something else. So that would be very gishmak. The Magen Avraham doesn't say this. But the Fidel Magen Avraham, this would be we have a very gishmak havana in this otherwise very difficult psak of the Rambam by Zayin Tuvir. But I have a problem with this Magen Avraham. I think we need to use him because I have a problem with it exactly. The way exactly the Poshut Pshat in the Magen Avraham, I have a problem. Two problems. Problem number one is that it comes out of the Magen Avraham that this halacha that if you collect money for a shul, you can only use it for high level kedusha, but not for lower level kedusha because that's the das hanoisin. But it doesn't really have any kedusha at all because that's the manolav milso. So that means it's not really halacha ma'alav makledish ve'merid. It's just halacha about what the donors want. The Rambam starts off with the real halacha ma'alav makledish ve'merid. That if you sell a sefer Torah, you can only use it to buy another sefer Torah. And if you sell a teva, you can use it to buy a sefer Torah, but not something less than a teva. And if you sell a shul, you could use it to buy a beis medrash, but not. That's the real makoy ma'alav makledish ve'merid. And then the Rambam says v'chein. Likewise, if they collected money for a shul, the money has to be used also for a shul or for something of a higher level kush. What's v'chein? It really has nothing to do. The first halacha was a halacha of kedusha ma'alav makledish ve'merid. Kedusha's basic nesses can only be tefillin shel yad. You can only make into tefillin shel yad. You can make into tefillin shel roish. Tefillin shel roish. You can't make into tefillin shel yad. The regular halachas ma'alav makledish ve'merid. Now we're talking about money. Money has no kedusha at all. Looking at a different halacha. What the donors want. Hilchas Staka. So it's not the chayim. It's totally different. But that's number one. Number two, it doesn't belong in Hilchas Tefillah B'cha. Because if it's Hilchas Staka, then it belongs in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. In Perek Ches of Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, where, for example, the Ram talks about if they were Govu Mois the Beis HaKnesses, and then it was Israme or Pidyon Shvuyim, you're allowed to take the money for the shul, and you're allowed to use it for Pidyon Shvuyim, that look of Agama. And we're going to have to discuss what happened to the Milan B'Kadish Fem Eridim in Agama. That we're not up to yet. We're going from the outside in to Agama. But Akapanim, that's where the Ram is Hilchas Staka. That apparently belongs to Hilchas Staka. And it's in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, in Hilchas Staka. Hilchas Staka in the Ram is in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. As it should be, Matnas Aniyim. So in that parak Ches from Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, the Ram talks about Staka. There the Ram has halakas, for example, that if you have money that was earmarked to build a shul and you want to be Mishanet for Pidyon Shvuyim, so you're allowed to be Mishanet for Pidyon Shvuyim. And that apparently has nothing to do with Milan B'Kadish Fem Eridim. We need to exactly understand. But there the Rama has this halacha that you're allowed to be Mishana for Pidyon Shvuyim. Hilchas Staka. So according to the Magen Avraham, this halacha is collecting money for a shul, you have to do it according to Das HaNoisim. And the Das HaNoisim was for a higher level kusha, not a lower level kusha. So it belongs in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. And according to the Magen Avraham, that really has nothing to do with the Dinam Malam B'Kadosh Hashem Eridim. So why is it here in Hilchas Sefer Torah? Where the Rama is talking about this parak is a parak about Beis HaKnesses, and the Rama is talking about kusha's Beis HaKnesses. And what you're allowed to do in a shul, what you're not allowed to do in a shul, it's a halacha, but it's Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. So this halacha about Gov and Mois Beis HaKnesses doesn't belong in B'cha. I want to suggest to Pshat that it's along the lines of the Magen Avraham, but with a slightly different Tosefes Havana. Maybe it's in the Magen Avraham, I don't know, but I'll come upon them along these lines. So like, Avada, if you collect the money for a shul, the money is not Kaddosh, because it has Manu Lav Milsa. The money does not have any Kedush Space Akhnesis. The money does not have Kedush Space Akhnesis. Has Manu Lav Milsa. Let's see, Morris. Give me a second. Bear with me a second. I'm not even sure. Kind of arrived from there, but I'm not even sure Lamadomer has money milso that the money would have to show, because I'm not sure that Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses per se could be chal on money at all. It's not a Beis HaKnesses. But for sure, Lamadomer has money lav milso, the money doesn't have to show. Because it's only mizumin to be used to buy a shul, and hazmana is nothing. Back to Magen Avraham said. Not like the Beis Yosef, but since they gave it to a gabbai, it's different. But I want to suggest that since, as the Magen Avraham says, the Das HaNoisin is that it has to be used for a shul. And the Das HaNoisin is certainly binding the Chastaka, the Fichas of Chastaka. The Das HaNoisin is binding. This money has to be used for a shul. So it has not exactly Tushas Beis HaKnesses, but I want to suggest that it has Tushas Domim for Beis HaKnesses. I mean, like this. There is a concept. It's a chiddush to apply to a shul. But there's certainly a concept in Hilchas Kedusha of Hektish that this Kedusha is a guf and this Kedusha is domin. It means if I'm makdish a cow for carbon oil, so the cow itself has Kedusha is a guf. It's a carbon oil. It has Kedusha is a guf. It has to be used for the mizbeach. This gradation is before you shech there, but it has a certain level of kedushas agur. So if you can't be moilin, it has kedushas agur. Let's say a makdish a table that it should be used to buy a carbon oil, not benekabayis. A makdish the benekabayis also has kedushas agur. A makdish the table for a carbon oil. So the table does not have kedushas agur because it's not a carbon oil. It can't be a carbon oil. But it does have Dusha's domim that the value of the table is now earmarked that it can only be used for carbon oil. That's called Dusha's domim. And now the shavis of the table has to be used for carbon oil. If I sell the table, that shav, that Kedusha goes on the money, and the money has to be used for carbon oil. So that's a Kedusha's, that's called Dusha's domim. The shavis of the table, the goof of the table, I could sell. But the shavis of the table now is Kodesh. That has to be used for carbon oil, and that's a din kedusha. So I want to say al derech zeh. If you have a shul, so a shul has kedushas basic knesses. But if I have money that I was neither that it should be used for a shul. So since hazman olav milsa, the money doesn't have kedushas basic knesses mamish. But because it's only mizuman. The money is not a shul. It's only mizuman for a shul. So mizuman is hazman olav milsa. But besides the kedushas beis haknesses, for which the money is mizuman, the money could have, again, this is a chiddush, but I want to say that the money could have its own kedusha of kedushas domim beis haknesses. That's not hazmana. The money has, the money itself is kedush. But it's not kodesh with kedushas haguf of basic nesses, because it's only mizuman to be used for basic nesses. Even if I built a shul, it wouldn't have kedushas basic nesses, because it's only maybe in a building it's easier to see. If I built a shul, so the shul itself does not have kedushas haguf. You could play cards in the shul. It doesn't have kedushas haguf. It's not a shul. That's halacha. Hazman olav milsa. You could use it even to be mibashed in it. So you can do whatever you want. You could. It has no kedusha at all. Till people start to daven, then it has kedushas haguf. But I want to say, but on the other hand, the halacha certainly is that you have to use that, you have to use that house for a shul. Or you could be machlif for, you could use some other, you could sell it and use another house for a shul. So I want to say that would have, since that house, since I promised to build the shul, and I gave this house for that purpose, or maybe it was all at once, I built the shul for that purpose. So the house now has kedushas domim for basic nesses. I'm not even sure you could build another house. I think maybe this house has the kedusha. You could sell it, and then the kedusha will go on the money. But I don't know if you could change your mind and say, oh, you know, I changed my mind. This house I'm not going to use. I'm going to build another house instead. Could be not. See what I'm saying? It's mustabe not. Check it out. Because I have to, the house has kedusha. It has kedushas domim, like the table. I can't see, no, I changed my mind. I'm going to use another table for a carbon oil. This table has kedushas domim. You could sell it, and then the kedushas domim transfers the money. But you can't just say, you know what, I'm going to take another table instead. After that, you can't do this. This table has kedushas domim. L'chor, if I'm correct, it would be the same thing. It would be a chiddush din. I have to check out if this is really true. But it would be a chiddush din that if you built the house for a shul, the house has kedushas domim. So what Taka says in place of pasuk is that the house has no kedusha. So it says you could do whatever you want in the shul. But as l'fichuzut stokh, at the end of the day, you have to make it into a shul. Can you make another house into a shul instead? I don't know if it's, I don't know, but the way I'm presenting it, l'chayr, the answer is no. So it has a kedushas damim for a shul. So maybe like this, maybe now we can get the best of both worlds. On the one hand, the halacha that you can use this money now for a shul or for something higher than a shul. So I understand. Because since the people were neidered for a shul. So it could be mitzad, maybe they don't care. Maybe the gabayim have discretion. Maybe the people who were neidered for a shul, maybe the gabayim have discretion. The gabayim certainly have some discretion. They could use it for something better than a shul, more kaddish than a shul, not for something less kaddish than a shul. I want to say it's not stam because that's what the donor wants. The donor wants a high-level kedusha, not a low-level kedusha. I don't know if the donor is such a lambda. The donor knows which kedushas are more kaddish than which. He wants it. He understands the yeshiva is more kaddish than the shul, so he's nichi, he should make a yeshiva, but he doesn't understand. I'm not sure that's necessarily so. He was neidered for shul, but there's a certain amount of discretion the gabayim have. Since he was neidered for shul, it has kedushas domim for a shul. The gabayim can take something that has kedushas domim for a shul, and since they have discretion to be mishana. So they can take something that has kedushas domim for a shul, and they could use it for something more than a shul. Because the kedushas domim, you could be ma'alim b'kodesh. But they can't take something that's kedushas domim for a shul and use it for something that's less than a shul because ma'alim b'kodesh, even that they can't do that with the kedushas domim. That's why it's v'chein. It's not in hilchas stoka. It's in hilchas tefillah together with halachas and ma'alim b'kodesh and mevidim, because it's halacha of kedushas beis haknesses. It's not stam halacha in stoka. It is halacha in kedushas beis haknesses. The money has kedushas domim. Because the money has kedushas domim, you can only use it for something that's more, not for something that's less. It's different, for example, and this is really getting ahead of ourselves because it has to do with Agamar, and we haven't yet gotten back to Agamar. But I think it's different than the halachas that we have in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, that if they collected money for a shul, and then there was a pidyon shvuyim, they could use it for a pidyon shvuyim. That's what happened to Ma'alim B'Kodesh and Meridim. That's going to be a problem. There, you have to say that we, even though they gave the money, people gave money for a shul, but they knew there may be emergency needs. So they gave the Gabayim discretion that if there's an emergency need, then I'm not makdish the money. I'm only makdish the money al tonight. But if there's an emergency need, then the money is not kaddish in the first place. So that belongs to Hilchas Stoka. But here we're talking about that it's not an emergency need. There's no emergency over here. It's not some new emergency. They want to take money that was donated for a shul, and they want to use it for yeshiva. It doesn't say anywhere that there was an emergency. It was some unexpected need. Can the gabayim take money that was given for a shul and use it for a sefer Torah? So the answer is yes, because ma'alim b'kodesh shem mevinim. People gave the money to the gabayim. The gabayim, and they gave it, by giving it to the gabayim, they invested it with kedushas domim for a beis haknesses. And that's the din of kedushas domim for a beis haknesses. Kedushas domim for a beis haknesses, you could use for a higher level kedusha, not for a lower level kedusha. I think the lumbus is, that's that, maybe discretion to gabayim is the wrong way to, maybe even the wrong way to say it, because then, maybe that's too, because the pinyan shulim was also discretion to the gabayim, and that undid the whole kedusha in the first place. Maybe discretion is the wrong word. The hakdosha is when people give money for a shul, what they're doing is they're being makdish the domim lebeis haknesses. They're giving the domim kedushas domim lebeis haknesses, and that's the halacha of kedushas domim lebeis haknesses. Kedushas domim lebeis haknesses ma'alim b'kodesh v'meiridim can be used for lebeis haknesses anymore, but it can't be used for something with less than lebeis haknesses because it has kedushas domim lebeis haknesses. How come if there's the money left over, let's say Taki use it for a shul, and there's money left over, that could be used for anything, that you could Taki use for traveling. You collect the money for a shul, you built a shul, and now there's money left over, and that the dinners you could do, that does not have to use for high level kedusha. That could be used for anything. Why? I had kedushas domim, the way I'm saying, it had kedushas domim the basic necessities. So here already we'll have to say that goes into this notion of, here we'll use the Das HaNais, that since when people give money for a building campaign, they know there may be an overrun. So they wanted to go for a shul. They makdish the domim for a shul. But they understand there might be domim left over. So that's like a tnai in the original hakdosh. If they actually built a shul and there was money left over, so that's already has a tnai in the original hakdosh that if there'll be money left over, it won't go into the hakdosh in the first place. But the money that a shul costs, that certainly went into the original hakdosh that has kedushas domim lebeis haknesses. And kedushas domim lebeis haknesses has it in like the shul itself, a ma'alim b'kodesh. I think this will do all the work of the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham did for us, but without having to say it's only halacha in Hilchas Stoka. If it's only halacha in Hilchas Stoka, it belongs in Matnas Aniyim. It doesn't belong here in the Dinim of Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'Meiridim. The halacha that the Gabayim could take the money that was given for a shul and they could use it for a yeshiva or for a sefer Torah, and not vice versa, It's that's not because the people gave the Gabbayim, because the people had in mind the way the Magen Avraham wants. The Magen Avraham Emes and Sfaris is also a little difficult. The Magen Avraham is learning somehow. We know that that's what people want. People want Kedusha. So they, when they give money for a shul, they really mean shul or higher level Kedusha, but not lower level Kedusha. That's what the donors want. I don't know if that's even true, but that's true in people's mind. When they give money for a shul, they have in mind higher level Kedushas. That sounds to me very, very, very dubious. And it certainly doesn't belong over here in Hilchas Tefillah. And how did the Rambam even know? It's not a Ferish Gemara. The Rambam is like getting this. The Gemara is when they sold the shul. This halacha the Rambam is invented. So how did the Rambam even know? The Rambam went into people's psychology that they want to give high-level Kedusha, not low-level Kedusha. Also very, very muddled. The way I'm saying, it's not a new halacha. This is the halacha Ma'alim HaKadosh Ve'Meridim. But the Rambam held in Svar that just like there's Ma'alim HaKadosh Ve'Meridim in the Guf of the Basic Knesses, so there's Ma'alim HaKadosh Ve'Meridim in the Kedusha Domim the Basic Knesses. And when people are makdish money for a Basic Knesses, so what they're doing is when they give it to the Gabbai, they're giving it Kedusha Domim the Basic Knesses. And that's the halacha of Kedusha. Kedusha is Ma'alim HaKadosh Ve'Meridim. So the Gabbai can take that money, they can use it for higher, not for less. If they use the taka for a basic knesses and there's leftover, so that's already not b'chal the original hakadosh. Because people had in mind that the overruns should be able to be used for other things. So Mela, we can go back to the what about the case where they sold the shul? So the Rambam said a distinction. They have a shul full of kedusha many, many years, and now they sold it. So Rambam says a distinction. And the Gemara says a distinction. If it was sold by just the Bnei Akfar, people who daven in that shul would say, so then the money has to be used to build, the money has kedusha, and all of that money has to be used for a shul, a yeshiva, say for Torah, something that's at least as Kaddish as a shul. But if it was done by the Zayin Tuba Yair, so then there's a special halacha that Zayin Tuba Yair can be mefkia, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So then other Rishonim learn, so that's it, the money's the chul, and you could do with it, you could make a, you could use it for whatever you want. But the Rambam says, no, it becomes like money that you collected for a shul, that you can, you still have to use it for a shul. What changes is that now the leftover could be used for something else. So what Manashach, that was a problem. You know, if the Zayin Tuvah could take off the Kedusha, so it should be able to take off the Kedusha entirely. So we said before with the Magen Avraham that the idea is that the Zayin Tuvah can take off the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, but you still have to honor the will of the donor. That's the way we originally said it. Yeah, that's the way the Magen Avraham makes it, that it's all about the will of the donor. The way I'm saying, we could say the same word, but according to Arnus, that the Shiva to the ear can take off the Kedushas Haguf of the Beis HaKnesses. But they can't take off the Kedushas Domim. When people gave the money, when people gave the money, the giving the money for Beis HaKnesses gave it Kedushas Domim. That Kedushas Domim was then made into the Shul. So the Zayin to the ear, when they sell the Shul, they're Mafkir the Kedushas Haguf. But they're not Mafkir the Kedushas Domim. The Kedushas Domim remains. So Mela, it becomes so it goes, you know, because it reverts back to the original money. It reverts back. The Kedushas, the shul, the money had Kedushas Domim. That Kedushas Domim was then put into a shul that has Kedushas Aguf. Zayin Tuvah Yir sell it, and that's, since it's Zayin Tuvah Yir, so the shul itself goes out l'chulu. The Kedushas Aguf of the shul is just paka. It doesn't transfer to the money. But the Kedushas Domim, that the money still has the Kedushas Domim of the original money that they collected, because this is the original money. You had money, you converted it into a shul, now you're converting it back to money. The original Kedushas Domim is still here. The Zayin Tuvah Yir, they can take off the specific Kedushas Haguf of the shul. But the Kedushas Domim that the money had, and now I have the money back. That Kedushas Domim is still here. And what's the halacha of that Kedushas Domim? That also has Kedusha, so it can only be used for a higher level Kedusha. But now already the Moser I could use for something else, because just like the original money, if there's leftover, so that was left out of the original Hakdosh. Whatever's left over, that wasn't the original Hakdosh. It's the same part that we went with the Magen Avraham, but now I'm saying it in these terms.
Yeah. Generally, if you pay for a building to be built, the value of things increases, because now there's a building that has the same value you paid and also the money that you paid. So there's like two times the value of things in the world. So when you sell off the building, does it like...
I think whatever money you need to buy to build another... I think the Meiser is measured in if you build another shul and there's money left over. So let's say you sell the shul. It doesn't really matter. If you sold the shul, could be cost change. If you sell the shul and you build another shul and there's money left over, so that money is called Meiser. It doesn't have to be more than people gave $1 million to build a shul. So you build a shul. Now you're selling the shul. Neighbor change. You're selling the shul. So you have to build another shul because that's what the Kedushas Damim was. It has the money as Kedushas Damim to build the shul. But if I build another shul and I have money left over, then that's already called Maisa. Even if the second shul was cheaper, because it still goes into the original Hakdosha. The original Hakdosha was we want the Gabayim to build the shul with his money. That's the Kedushas Damim. That's the Kedushas Damim Shabbai. But it's built in that if they build a shul taka and it's left over, then that's a tanai in the original Hakdosha. But that goes out of the floor. Yeah.
If I have money has Kedushas Damim on the shul, can I be valid for this that money? Right. Buy a chumash for much cheaper, and I have a ton of moser left.
Yeah, I had the shaila. How does that work? I don't think that would. All right, but obviously it's not going to work. I think that's not called moser. Even though the money has to stum for shul, and to stum of a shul could be used for something higher, but that's the tenai that people had that if there's leftover money, where we're not being makdish, it has to be leftover money left over from the value of what it cost to build the shul. Otherwise, you could always do that. People could give $1 million campaign. Give the Gabbayim $1 million to build a shul. The Gabbayim will take $100. They'll buy a Sefer Torah. They'll buy a chumash. Chumash means a handwritten chumash. But okay, so $500. They'll buy a handwritten chumash, and then they have all the money left over. It's meiser. They could use it for to build a community center. So that about that. It has to be meiser from a shul. I think they could buy maybe $500 Sefer Torah. It costs as much as a shul. That probably would have a lach of meiser. And I'm not even sure. Maybe not. Maybe to have a din of Moses after Mamish built the shul. I'm not sure. Not so much. I think. Looking at the shayin's around. So now it's getting really bad. Let's maybe we'll come back. Maybe it won't take so long. Let's come back to Agamar. So now in Agamar it says halacha that if Gov Moses the basic Knesses, and it was in Israel with Pidyon Shvuyim, they could use the money for Pidyon Shvuyim. In Ramah Mitzvavur, it doesn't have to be Pidyon Shvuyim. Ramah had a different gear than Gemara, apparently. They could use the money not only for Pidyon Shvuyim, they could use the money for any mitzvah. It's Ramah Mitzvah. The Lashon of Ramah is that it came around, a mitzvah cheres came up. Bol lehem mitzvah cheres, I think this is Lashon. So there's a Pella. And this is Nilchus Tokka. This is Nilchus Matnas Ani. What happened to the dinner? Ma'alim Mekhedesh Vemavid? The din is the Ram himself holds that Gobel Mois the basic. The Ramach, remember, going all the way back to the beginning, the Ramach didn't agree to the whole original halacha. Gobel Mois the basic Knesses. The Ramach said, disconished. What is that? Gobel Mois has more alive milsa. Gobel Mois the basic Knesses has no kedush at all. And the Gabbayim have halachas, what they could use it for. Fine, we have to know what they could use it for. But it doesn't even say so much for Farish and Gemara, but it says in Agamar they could use it for a mitzvah. Other things. But the Ram tells me, Gobel Moshe Beisik Knesses has the din of Ma'alim Bekedesh Vem Evidim. Money they collected for a shul has to be used for a higher level kedush. Shul, Beis Hamedrash, Sefer Torah. We're saying now a whole avona because that's kedushas Damim Beisik Knesses. So how are you allowed to use this for a stam and mitzvah? Mitzvah comes up. Maybe Pidyon Shvuyim. I don't know. Maybe Pidyon Shvuyim is Pidyon Knesses. But the Ram says it doesn't have to be Pidyon Shvuyim. If it was Bole Mitzvah Cheres. So how's it what happened to the Ma'alim Bekedesh Vem Evidim? So the Magen Avraham asked the question. The Magen Avraham says that Agamar is talking about when they sold it with Zion to Be'ir, so the Kedushas book. They sold the money. Or it's not even money. They're not selling the money. They're just using the money. The Zion to Be'ir, normally Zion to Be'ir is when they sell a shul. But the Rambam says you have Zayin Tuvir and the money. The Zayin Tuvir can take the money and use it for a mitzvah cheres. It's a pella, the Rambam. I don't understand that. The Rambam himself holds that even when you sell a shul, or maybe not even, when you sell a shul, the Zayin Tuvir a year, even when you sell a shul, so are you day Zayin Tuvir a year, that only helps for the meiser. But the ikka money has to be used still for a shul or for a higher level to a shul. Yeah, other rishonim taka chaylik. Other rishonim say zayin to be here. You can take the money and do whatever you want. We'll give it to the federation. But the Rambam says no. If you sell a shul zayin to be here, it doesn't help. It helps for the meister, but not for the ikka money. And we said now a whole esber because it reverts to the original tushas domim. So the original tushas domim was that way. You have to use it for a basic necessity or higher because Milan Bakhadish family reason. But if there's extra money, that after the shul, if there's extra money, that already you could use for whatever you want. So when you sell a shul, the Zion to the year, they're mafkia, the way we're being masked. They're mafkia, like this is a go for the shul. But they're not mafkia, like this is the original, this is dumb. So as the dinner of the original, this is dumb. No, but it says, but then it says clearly that the Kedusha's domim of a shul, it's Zion to the year, it doesn't help. It helps for the meiser, but it doesn't help for the, it helps to get rid of the Kedusha's guf of a, the way we're being masked, Mamish has no relevance. All Zion to the year does is it takes off the Kedusha's guf of the shul and likes it, puts it back into the original domim. And now it's like the original domim. So here I have the original domim. Azan adonim, the original domim. There's the original domim, and now there's the mitzvah cheres. So what does it help that I have Zion to the year? In my terms, and even without my terms, the halacha is clear in Rambam. Zayin to the year only helps for the meiser; it doesn't help for the ikum money. So how can you take the whole money and use it for a pidyon shvuyim or for a mitzvah cheres? What happened to the ma'ala makadosh shemavidim? Also, that halacha the Rambam already put in Matnas Aniyim; he didn't put it in Hilchas. Agamor, he puts a matnas aniyim. He doesn't put it in Hilchas Tefillah. It's mashma that it's nothing. It's outside of Ma'alim Bekadosh Ve'Merim. But the Rambam has in Hilchas Tefillah is the name of Ma'alim Bekadosh Ve'Merim, because that's really what he began with. He began with Ma'alim Bekadosh Ve'Merim, and then he got the chayin and got involved with philanthropy also. But the Rambam's basic halacha in Hilchas Tefillah is Ma'alim Bekadosh Ve'Merim. So it's negate to Ma'alim Bekadosh Ve'Merim is that the money that's is the shul can't be the shul itself. You cannot be married. And if you sell the shul, the money can't be married, except the and then he talks about the money you collect for a shul. Also, this is dumb that you can't be married. Yeah, Agavuchi also talks about the meiser, not in the original hakdasha, but he's basically talking ma'alim b'kodesh v'merid. Here we're talking about taking money that was earmarked for shul, and cheres, this is dumb for shul, and using it for a mitzvah cheres. If that was somehow a fulfillment of ma'alim b'kodesh, that you're allowed to do it because somehow it's called being ma'alim b'kodesh, perhaps, or I don't think that's even true, but even if it was true, then it would be in Hilchas Tefillah, it wouldn't be in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. So I think the answer has to be, this doesn't even necessarily depend on everything I said right now. I think the answer has to be, the clue is, Bolehem Mitzvah Cheres. But the difference between Agamara, which is in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, and what the Rambam's talking about in Hilchas Tefillah, is that in Hilchas Tefillah, we're talking about not new things that nobody thought about before. We're talking about the regular tzrach here. The shul needs they need a base medish, they need a base chesis, they need a table, they need a sefer Torah. So the din is ma'alim b'kodesh. If the tzibur was makdish money for a shul, that means they gave people were makdish money for a shul, they gave a kedushas dama for a shul. They had in mind that the meiser is not b'chal l'hakdasha, because they know there could be a, you know, they could collect, that they understand, there could be extra money. The extra money could do what they could do with it. They're not being makdish. But the money that's needed for the shul, they're being makdish for a shul, and ma'alim b'kodesh v'maybe. The Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim is talking about a case where there was something new happened that nobody foresaw. Pidyon Shvuyim. Nobody foresaw there's going to be a Pidyon Shvuyim. Or some other Rambam said, Bolam Mitzvah Ches. There was some new need that all of a sudden arose, some special occasion. So the Rambam is Mechadish, that when people give money to the Gaboyim, so it's built in just like it's built in, that the Meiser, they're not makdish the meiser. They're giving the money for a shul, but they understand that there might be a meiser. The meiser, they're not makdish for a shul in the first place. They never gave the meiser. This is dumb. If there'll be an overrun, maybe it's like Breirach. If there'll be an overrun, so they added the overrun, they're not makdish. So al derech zeh, people understand that there might be, there's always special needs. Every now and then there's a pidyon shvuyim. Every now and then there's a special emergency campaign. So that's built in, that if there'll be an emergency campaign, So al das kein nodru, that then they're not makdish the money, that then they're not giving the money to Sazama. It's like Moser. It's outside of the Hakadosh. I think that's Behechach anyway, you have to say that. I mean, that's not my Chidushim. You have to say that anyway, Behechach. That it's built into their Kavanah. The Emes and Rambam is an interesting distinction the Rambam makes, which is hard to understand, but I think it's also has to be somehow in the Das HaNoisim. The Rambam says that if it's money, people give money for a shul, so then they could be meshet, and it was bolehem, any mitzvah, they could use it for any mitzvah. But if the money was already used to buy bricks, like the Mora Hadri Haludri and so on, so then it's only they can only divert it for pidyon shvuyim, not for other mitzvahs. So it's hard to understand that. But apparently, Rambam that Gershon, that's how he was Gershon the Gemara. But the Shaila, what's the logic? So the only way I can understand it in logic is it's somehow built into the Das HaNoisim. how much discretion did people give to the Gabbayim. So they, when they gave, when they were maxed the money, they were, the money, while it's still money, so it's built in. If there'll be an emergency campaign for something else, so we're not being maxed. Once it's already bricks, so then it has to be really a special emergency. If you shulim, I could put it something like that. I don't know if better to say over there, but I want to be based on one nekuda that I think is a gishmak nekuda. It says in the Gemara that the Agamar came into all of this because the Gemara wants to know if they already collected the money, are we still chayshish repshus? Says, yeah, then the Samuel opinion shulim. And then what about if they have the bricks? Are we still chayshish from shulim shum shiusa? Yes, again, then the Samuel opinion shulim. Then the Gemara says, what if they already built the shul? So they didn't get davening, but they already built the shul. Then already we're not chayshish from shiusa. Then already, if they already built the shul, you could knock down the old shul. We're not afraid they're going to take the new shul and use it for opinion shulim. Basically, the inner shulim is happening. People don't sell their house. Once the shul is built, they're not going to sell it even for a bidden shvuyim. Pashup shat in the Gemara is that it's not saying an isser, that they're not allowed to sell the shul for bidden shvuyim. It's just saying a mitzias, basin is, lame is out. There's no isser to sell your house for bidden shvuyim. But people don't usually sell their houses for bidden shvuyim. People reach deep down into their pocket for a tzedakah, but they don't usually sell their house. So once the shul is built, they're not going to go sell the shul in order to for the stuff. But it doesn't mean that it's usur. The mice of the shul is not yet been dominant. It doesn't have any official space necessities. Not usur to be mishana for pidyon shvuyim. The Rambam is meduyuk. The Rambam says, the Rambam is meduyuk that if they built the shul, it's usur to give it for pidyon shvuyim. It's usur to be mishana for pidyon shvuyim. So why is that? Like, where did Rambam see that? It doesn't say that in the Gemara. Pashup shat in the Gemara doesn't say that. It says basically, mishleim is avni. Selling my house is not an isur for pidyon shvuyim. So who says selling a shul is an issur for pidyon shvuyim? It's just we're not chayshish repshusa. We're not chayshish that they're going to do it. So you're allowed to knock down the old shul. You don't have to be chayshish mishum shusa. Where'd the Ram take from here that there's an issur to knock down the shul? So I think the answer is that since the Ram learned that really the money has kedushas basically it has kedushas domim, and it has to be used for shul ma'ala mekadesh shem eridim, and the whole hetter for using it for something else is because it's built into the das anoisim that when the people when they gave money for the shul they had in mind that if there'll be an emergency campaign, then it should be able to be diverted. And al das tei nodru that then it's not kodesh. But they certainly didn't have in mind that if the shul is built, that they're going to be they'll divert it. Because based in shleim is avni, that's not what people do. Since it's not what people do, so then there's no clause in the das anoisin that if there'll be a pinyan shvuyim, so then even if the shul is built, we're still allowing it to be yotzi from our hakdosh. So once it's not halacha in what people do. It's not an issur per se. It's halacha that it's not normal to sell a house to do a pinyan shvuyim, and therefore it's not normal to sell a shul. But once it's not normal, so then mimele it's not built into the das anoisin. And if it's not built into the das anoisin, then it has kedushas domim, the basic nesses. And once it has kedushas domim, the basic nesses, ma'alem b'chayyish v'meridim, then it's takan issur. I think that nekuda would be this would be a rabbah. Okay, we'll stop here. What I want to do, this whole Gemara, but we're just saying you'll do on your own. But I want to go to directly to the two dots and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. I call it Minhag HaMedina, Chutzpah V'Dafna, and I'll try and get to Makif HaNikuv soon. A lot of these Gemaras we work through, a lot of the work over here we already did. So there's just a few nukudas.
Thank you, Evie.